and welcome to the Toddcast. How's everybody doing? I'm a little rusty because I haven't actually recorded one of these in a bit. I've been releasing on a regular schedule by virtue of a healthy buffer or backlog, but haven't recorded for a while. I've also noticed that because I kind of operate off of a bit of a buffer and don't necessarily release all these in real time, I'm going to start leading these off with the recording date. So today is Wednesday, January 2nd of 2019, the first recording of the new year. Which I will probably drop sooner than later. And leave some of the others for backlog. So, just keep in mind, good listeners, that if you're hearing one of these moving forward that is not preceded with a date, it's one of the ones I've got, you know, sort of in the back pocket, and have not recorded necessarily as recently. I guess it'll also, the ones that do have dates will give you an indication as to how long ago they were recorded. Because these don't necessarily come out as sequentially as I record them. But normally that doesn't matter. Every now and then I refer to a previous episode. And I try my darndest that when I do that to refer to ones that are actually, you know, out. Anyway. So it's a new year. That's fun. I'm not a big resolution guy. There have been years in the past where I have done the whole New Year's resolution thing. And those tend to go about as well as you would expect. You know, I don't know all of you personally. so I don't know how, you know, what your levels of success are with New Year's resolutions. I tend to not do so great with them. I think it's a great concept. I think that, you know, hey, it's a new year, it's a fresh start, let's make some, you know, some changes, some positive changes, because I don't know of many people who set New Year's resolutions, you know, to, boy, I really want to drink more this year, or, boy, I'd really like to, you know, gain a few extra pounds. Normally they go the other direction. But for me, they tend to be more more along the line of, hey, let me set myself up for failure, which I've just decided I don't really need any more of that. Life itself tends to, you know, set up those situations for us well enough on its own without me throwing some extras in there. You know, that said, there are some things I'd like to do better at, or to have happen over the course of the year. I'm just not necessarily going to, you know, hold myself to some unrealistic standard or expectation, I guess, is kind of where I'm going with that. You know, some of the things I'd like to do in the new year are, you know, sort of standard things that I kind of want to do anyway, whether the calendar rolled over another year or not. I'd like to keep this podcasting thing going, see what I can't do to grow the audience there, get more folks listening, you know, put out quality stuff that people will enjoy and like to listen to. I'd like to write more. NaNoWriMo was a very nice thing. I really enjoyed doing that. I will go ahead and admit to saying that I've, you know, compared to the volume of text that was produced in November versus the total volume of all text since November ended, I don't want to say upsetting, because it's not like it's keeping me up at night, but it's a bit disappointing. I did not keep that same flow happening, let's say. A couple thousand words, I think, all told, added to the total. And I'd like to pick that back up again. I feel like it dropped off, you know, largely due to, you know, going on vacation and all the holidays and the hustle and bustle that goes with that. And I'd like to think that that's not an excuse, but that's actually a thing. you know, those are actual facts that have impacted the input there. I also had an audio video project that I've recently managed to finish, which allows me to clear my table and move on to other things. One of those things being writing. I want to get back into the swing of that. I don't know that I necessarily want to get back to the full-blown, you know, balls-to-the-wall pace that I had going in November. Because there are other things I'd like to do as well, but I want to make sure I don't completely drop the ball and just let that project sit, you know, until next November. That's not the plan. Sort of hand in hand with that, when I get back into the swing of things with the blog, with the game situation. You know, Javelina's game closet has been sitting idle pretty much since October. I even think my last post on there was actually me saying, hey, yeah, I'm going to take a little hiatus because I got some other stuff going on. I'll be back. I want to actually get back and get into, you know, some sort of rotation with that. On that note, there are a ridiculous number of games at the house that I want to play. And play more often, not just so that I have more fodder, you know, for the website there, but because we've got a lot of games and a lot of games that either are fun or look fun, and you know, I didn't just get the games to have a collection; I got the games to be played and would like to, you know, actually play them. So that's something I'd like to do a little more of coming up. Over the break there, I recently acquired Art and Arcana, I believe is the title. It is a very large, I guess you could call it a coffee table book, that all focuses around the history, and specifically the history as depicted through the artwork of Dungeons & Dragons. Released a while ago, I have coveted it for a long period of time, and was able to acquire said book over the break there. 400 and some pages, good stuff. I read that within a matter of days. Kicked up a lot of nostalgia because I've been playing the Dungeons & Dragons since. See, it'd probably be 89 or so, 88, 89, back in first edition, and, you know, played every edition since, and not going to get into too big a side tangent there, but, it, you know, it brought back a lot of good memories. You know, that game has been good to me. I've enjoyed all of it, really. And it's gotten me to think that I'd like to, you know, get back into the swing of things there, playing D&D again. Still in the extremely early stages of figuring out how to make that happen. But definitely a thing I want to do, coming up. It's been a long time since I've done any role-playing, you know, participated in either as a player or a dungeon master, in any kind of role-playing game. back into the team. I put a couple feelers out for a couple of folks that I know who play to see if they've got any sort of openings in their group for someone to join in. If that fails, I might throw out a couple other feelers to see if anyone wants to form a new group. And if all else fails, luckily D&D has become, way more socially acceptable than it was back in the day when I was playing it originally. Pardon me. And they now have organized play, and a lot of game stores just have D&D days or nights where you can come in and just play D&D. You don't necessarily need to be a part of it. They've got a pretty interesting system set up for that I could potentially leverage. Still too early to say on any of that, but definitely a thing I want to do. Continuing with the game theme and what I want to do there, I kind of also took off, a couple months from playing the old Warma Hordes, the War Machine and Hordes, the miniatures, wargaming. Again, just too many things happening. But as I understand it, the local gang is starting a new journeyman league starting on the 15th that I intend to get in on. Not sure what faction I'm going to play in that. Last time we did a journeyman league, I played mercenaries. That did not go so well for me. But it was fun. I typically play Circle Ouroboros, typically with the constructs, the various Wold Wardens, Wold Watchers, Wold Guardians, the big stony dudes. pardon me again. So I think it might be nice to go through the Journeyman League with Living Beasts. They just went through a round of revision that made them a little more playable. Might go that route. Or I still have an unreasonable amount of Signar sitting on my shelf. Largely unassembled, unpainted, etc. As sort of a, I guess, tertiary faction for me. Might go that route instead. Not sure. I got a little bit of time to figure it out. Prep, etc. That's a thing I'd like to do. I really enjoyed that game. I got a little soured on the end of it there because the local meta, which is what we refer to our local game group in the extended group that you end up playing with when you go to tournaments. Really were largely composed of a lot of very competitive folk who seemed to, we'd have weekly games, but every time you'd show up to the weekly game, they weren't so much friendly games just to, enjoy the game itself and have some fun with it. It was more, oh, I have this list I need to practice for the upcoming tournament sort of a thing. And when you're dealing with people who are in, sort of tourney prep mode. If you are a newish or less skilled person, odds are you're just going to have your ass handed to you in most of the games you play, because they're, all games you play to win, but there's an extra I'm in this only to win factor that goes in when you're playing against someone who's prepping for a tournament. That it's slightly less fun than just a couple of guys getting the other to play, just for the sake, just to play, to have fun with it. pardon me again. The Journeyman League kind of takes that edge off. It's a pretty nifty format where you start off with a very small force. So the games are quick, and play a little differently than full 75-point games. And then, you know, as the weeks go by, you get more points for your armies, so your armies get bigger, and you gradually, you know, sort of build your army in size and power as the weeks go by. Eventually, you end up with a 75-point list, but even so, because of sort of the rules around how you build your lists week to week, you tend to end up with lists that are, you know, playable and good, but not super crazy, hyper-competitive, okay, we're going to sit down, roll a handful of dice, and you're going to get, you know, destroyed, you know, at the top of turn two type lists. So I'm looking forward to that. I think that covers all of the you know, the gaming sort of goals. As part of playing War Machine and Hordes, that's probably going to involve me assembling and possibly painting some models. But I'm not really sort of... I don't really have a goal in mind for that. It's coming up on darn near a year now that I had a goal to paint all of my, you know, Circle Army within a year, which I did, and I'm pretty happy with that. I've since bought more Circle figures, so I can no longer say my whole Circle Army is painted. But that required an intensity and focus on that hobby that, while was good and enjoyable, again, I've got too many other things I want to do to allow me to realistically set that sort of a pardon me, sort of a schedule again. 'Cause to do that, I pretty much, you know, every waking hour, darn near, was, you know, where I had free time. Was, all right, I'm off to the basement to paint some minis. The wife and kids did not see nearly as much of me during that year period as they might otherwise. And maybe they enjoyed that. Maybe that was good for them that I got out of their hair. But, you know, I would have preferred to have been able to hang out with them more and do some other things. So while I'm sure some assembling and some modeling and some painting will happen, I'm not really setting goals around it, I guess is the point there. Work-wise, I'm just not setting any particular goals there. Personally, you know, life goals around work. I mean, obviously, work, there will be, you know, various metrics and stats and things that need to be achieved that will be, you know, formal goals, you know, there in the system that'll, you know, go into impact my bonus structure and, you know, ratings and so forth, but that's not really what I'm looking to get into here and now. I mean, it's sort of a unspoken, understood tidbit that, you know, I would like to be in better shape. I would like to lose weight. Boy, it'd be really neat if you could stop smoking, you know, kind of stuff. But again, I'm not... Those in particular are the kinds of resolutions that I find are just setups for failure as far as my history is concerned. I'd like to put more effort into making those things happening, but actually setting, you know, some sort of target weight or, you know, I'm going to go to the gym X, you know, days a week. That tends to not go well. And my experience has been that if I set some sort of goal or target, and if you hit it, then hooray, it feels good. That you know, reinforces, you know, that activity, or lack of activity as the case may be. But if you set yourself a target and you fail to hit that target, to me that tends to be even more demoralizing, and almost makes things worse. far greater in proportion than the benefits from actually hitting the goal, if that makes any sense. So I'm just going to go with the general notion of, boy, I'm going to try harder to do better at these things. And if I do, awesome, I will enjoy that. If not, I've not put any extra pressure on myself, so that if I don't achieve it, I don't consider myself a failure and bury myself deeper in sort of my nonsense, if that makes sense. I guess sort of to illustrate that idea, in previous times where I've tried to quit smoking, you know, I've set some sort of goal, some sort of, you know, date, or I'm gonna smoke no more than X cigarettes by this date, or, you know, whatever sort of program I had going on there. And when it was working, like I said, it was great. It's like, wow, you know, at one point I was down to 6 cigarettes a day, which when you're a person who prior to that effort was smoking, you know, a pack and a half a day, down to 6 cigarettes is pretty solid. You know, things happened, and, you know, found myself, you know, in times of stress, smoking a couple extra, and, you know, I was down to 6 cigarettes a day, and then there were a couple of days in a row there where I had 10 or more, and I kind of look at that and go, well, I've failed, never mind, and, you know, here I am again, back at, you know, a pack-ish, a day again, smoking. So, kind of feel like setting that, you know, looking at the numbers and setting that target, you know, once you start to slip, my sort of instinct is to say, well, screw it. I've failed. If I failed by 1 or failed by 10, a failure is a failure. I might as well just give up, which is not healthy. It's not good. But I've found it's very hard for me to get past that kind of thinking. So, just not going to set those goals and set myself up for failure. I would like to see the extended family more than I did over the past year. Over the break, got to go see my daughter and her husband and the grandbaby. Whom I feel I don't see nearly enough of. I got to see my extended family, you know, my brother, sister, mom, a lot more, over the past couple of weeks than we typically do, which has been awesome. And would like to see them more also. I mean, these are people who live, you know, a 2-hour drive away from me, so, you know, seeing them every week is not necessarily realistic, but I'd really like to see them more often than just, you know, Easter and Christmas, sort of a thing too. So that's something I'd like to do. I am creeping ever so much closer to my place of work, so probably gonna start winding this bad boy down now. But those are sort of my non-resolutions for the year. If you are a person who does resolutions, I would like to, you know, wish you the best of luck. You know, just because they don't work for me doesn't mean they don't work for other people. And if that's a thing that's helping you out, I am all for it. And wish you the best there. If you've got no resolutions like myself, then, you know, I just hope things go well for you regardless. Thanks everybody for tuning in and listening. You can contact me through all of the ways I've mentioned previously. I do enjoy hearing from folks. That's about all I've got for now. So until next time, I hope you all have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.